Support for NPR podcasts comes from Bose, offering Bose in-ear headphones designed for comfort and quality sound and featuring soft silicone tips in three sizes at bose.com/radio.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And today, Ari, we're going to talk about a topic that has plagued me pretty much since my time in a high chair.
Crying uncontrollably and wanting your mommy?
Well, that's actually not what I had in mind, but pretty close. It's what to do when you stain your clothes.
Okay, so what stains are the worst, Rob? Are we talking cranberry juice here or body fluids? You know, I mean,
those are both pretty bad stains, and I'm glad you mentioned those. And juice stains can be horrible. They can totally get in and you have red blotches all over. You look stupid. Anyway, I really wanted to know, though, what the worst of the worst was, so I called an expert.
Your mom.
No, not my mom, but again, a good guess. His name is Chris White, which I think is a good name if you're
very good.
into cleaning stains.
It's very appropriate. But
he's the technical director for America's Best Cleaners, and that's an organization of high-end dry cleaners. And he was formerly the director of operations for Madame Paulette, which at one point...
Is she a psychic?
The different Madame Paulette. But anyway, it's a dry cleaning place in New York City. And at one point, it was voted the best dry cleaner by the Rob Report. That's not me. It's
That's
Rob
different
with two
Rob.
B's. You know, the fancy stuff magazine. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Chris told me about some of the particularly nasty stains that he despises.
One is mustard. Two is coffee with milk and sugar or coffee with flavored components in it. You have to be careful because those are compound stains. You have to really look at wine and champagnes and even liqueurs because there's a lot of components with them, and with the alcohol, it's a problem. But a really big problem that most people aren't aware of is...
Is what?
I know, isn't that like a total cliffhanger there?
Why did you do that to me?
Because I wanted to play with you. I wanted to say, hey, what do you think it is? You know, what do you think this horrible stain could be? Do you have a guess?
I'm going to say pit stains.
You are very, very good. Is
that right?
That's it. Yeah, pit stains.
Perspiration is one of the hardest stains to remove, and it's also one of the most damaging types of stains.
Pit stains are the worst. And Chris was telling me that if you're a Schwitzer, like my dad would say, if you're a Schwitzer, you got to wear this undershirt because you don't want to mess up your nice, Hugo Boss button down.
Tell me about it.
With your nasty sweat stains, you know? No one wants that.
Well, okay, so moving beyond perspiration, what happens when you're at a fancy cocktail party, glass of Cabernet Sauvignon, and suddenly red wine all over your shirt? You reach for the seltzer? Is that seltzer? I've heard seltzer and I've heard salt. Those are the two things I've heard.
Yeah, you're absolutely wrong.
Oh.
Seltzer and salt, not good. And according to Chris, the first thing you want to do is try to remove as much of the liquid as possible. So you want to come in with a clean, dry towel and then...
blot as much of the wine off of the piece it is and stop it from spreading. Do not wipe it back and forth. You just want to blot.
You want to be a blotter. You want to just blot, blot, blot. And
blot. Listen, I've blotted red wine. That doesn't get it out. You've got to get it actually out of the fabric, right?
Well, you can come back with some cold water and then try to remove it that way. The problem is when you start adding in things like salt or seltzer, or even worse, some people put in club soda, which has sugar in it, now you're introducing other chemicals into
compound
it.
Compound stain.
Yeah,
said,
and
yeah.
It's totally not going to work, and you might even exacerbate the already bad-looking stain you have on you.
Okay, so what actually happens at these dry cleaning places? Are they just, like, scrubbing really hard to force the stains out of the fabric?
Well, it turns out that the real stain-removing experts are more like one part detective and one part scientist.
It really is a product of chemistry. And when we go into wine stains and we understand the properties that go into wine, we have specific solutions that we slowly start to work and break down the actual properties of the wine itself.
So when Chris mentioned earlier, the coffee stains with the...
milk and sugar.
Yeah. So when you have that, you're actually removing the coffee stain with one cleaning agent, the milk with another, and then the sugar or, you know, your 3 tablespoons of equal whatever you use with another agent. It's really complex.
You mentioned stain detective. What do you mean by that?
All right. So I was talking about how they're a chemist, right? They're trying to figure out what's in it. But they're a detective, too, because they're also trying to figure out what exactly the stain is and how it got there. Because as it turns out, they need to know, you know, if they're dealing with a blood stain or if they're dealing with a ketchup stain. Because if they don't know what it is, they don't know how to go about it. So what you want to do when you go into the dry cleaner is you got to be upfront about, okay, this is what went down, all right? I'm at a party, I got punched in the face, and then there's blood stain on my sleeve. But then when I was falling backwards, boom.
The Merlot splashed on top of that.
Right, so you got to identify each spot on your shirt and let them know what it is so they know how to go about and attack it. The other really, really important thing you need to tell them, though, too, is if you try to treat it afterwards, because, you know, there's these things like the Shout Stick or the Tide Stick, which are marketed as these things where you can just quickly put it on and try to remove the stain quickly. Now, that has an effect on the stain too, and if you don't tell them that you tried to use the Shout Stick,
you're a bad person
and you're going to be enemy of all the dry cleaners out there in the world.
When you're going to try to work on a stain yourself and you're going to use a Shout Stick, you got to let your professional dry cleaner know that that happened.
It sounds like you might have had a few instances where you've said, lady, I need you to tell me about the Shout Stick. Has that happened to you?
It's happened to me and it's happened to every single cleaner. And, you know, if there's one thing I could stress to you to pass on to everyone who's listening is communication is the key to success here.
Okay, so I've got one last question for you. What if we're not talking about wine, cranberry juice, but something maybe a little more personal, maybe a little more intimate that you don't exactly want to be sharing with the public? What do you do with those kinds of stains?
All right, that is an excellent question because, you know, we talked about the perspiration stains, which can already be embarrassing to admit. Yes, I am a sweat fiend and I have this shirt to present to you, but there are other bodily fluids that can get on your clothing or sheets or whatever that are also tough to talk about.
Or sheets or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to build a relationship of trust with your dry cleaner and be okay informing them because, as I said, they need to know what they're working with here. So, you know, you don't want to just hand off a bag and let them find your little, you know, surprise in there.
Your little gift to them.
your little gift to them, right. You want to give them a little bit of a heads up.
Be discreet. Put the garment separately in your dry cleaning bag and leave a little note that it has something like that.
Because no one wants to open up a bag and boom, skidmark boxers.
A nice little note to say, wash these first would be great. Or just even a post-it note that says, beware.
Just beware. That's all you have to say. And it's like, you don't need to say anything else. Beware, you're covered.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? I had an idea, though.
What's that?
You could have, like, a separate little garment bag that's just, like, a black bag, and you put, like, a skull and crossbones on it. And I think if you handed that bag separate from your other dry clean, they would totally get the picture. You don't even have to write a note.
Either that or they'll think you're a pirate.
Well, if they think you're a pirate, then you're pretty much good to go because, you know, you can't be blamed if you have disgusting underwear and you're a pirate, right?
That's a very good point. All right, well, that'll do it for What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.